It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Education was front and center in Governor Cuomo's budget presentation today in Albany. He was even introduced by a public school teacher. WNYC's Beth Fertig is our senior reporter on education, and she joins me now to explain the New York governor's proposals. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Lots of education groups, including the unions, were calling on the governor to use the state's surplus to give more money to public schools. How much is in there for education?
Cuomo's proposing an additional $1.1 billion. Now, that may sound like a lot of money, Amy, but it's actually half of what the Board of Regents requested. So it's not a surprise to hear Cuomo, because he criticized the region's proposal right out of the gate. He's going to ask for less than what they wanted. Even though he's a Democrat, he's taken a very centrist line in arguing that more money is not the solution to education problems. He's often noted New York spends more money per pupil than any other state in the nation. This is why he's tying the billion-dollar increase to a whole host of education reforms, some of which are not very popular with liberal Democrats. And he recognized that.
I understand the political consequence of what I'm asking you to do in making these reforms. But if we want to really invest in the system, then make it the right system. And don't ask the taxpayers of New York to throw good money after bad.
So what are these reforms, Beth? I suspect it's charter schools, since Democrats are not generally in favor of expanding them.
There is more charter schools in there, and I'll get to that in a minute. But the main thing is making it harder for the teachers to get tenure. He really wants more out of the teachers. Instead of 3 years before tenure, he wants them to wait 5 years. He wants to expedite the process for removing teachers with bad ratings. And he would reward teachers that get the best ratings with an extra $20,000 a year bonus. But all of this hinges on the rating system for the teachers, the evaluation system, as it's called. Teachers are now rated on a combination of classroom observations and student performance on state tests. Last year, 38% of high school students graduated ready for college. Not a lot, but almost 99% of high school teachers were given effective ratings. And Cuomo says that proves the evaluation system doesn't work.
So how's he saying he'll change it?
Well, he wants to simplify it, but in a way that gives more weight to the student test scores. Right now, classroom observations count for most of a teacher's rating, and then student performance on the state tests counts for 20%, and the remaining 20% comes from locally designed tests that the parents and teachers are complaining about because there's a whole lot of extra tests, they say. So Cuomo says, hey, let's get rid of those extra local tests. We'll make the classroom observations count for half the teacher's rating, and we'll make the state tests, student scores on the state tests, count for the other half of a teacher's rating.
I can imagine the teachers' unions won't be happy about that because they've questioned the validity of standardized tests. Is this likely to go through?
Well, first of all, Michael Mulgrew, who heads the New York City Teachers Union, called the governor's speech warmed up Bloomberg leftovers that ignore the real problems and blame the teachers for everything that's wrong. So that's expected from him. The governor really needs the state assembly speaker, Democrat Sheldon Silver. And Silver has said he does not want to give more weight to test scores. He thinks the current system should refine ways of identifying teachers who need help. So I think that this 50% thing is really more of a bargaining chip, Amy, because Silver and the other Democrats, they do want more money for education. So they're going to have to use some bargaining here.
So let's turn to charter schools. Governor Cuomo famously last year participating in a huge rally in Albany in support of charter schools, when at the same time Mayor de Blasio in New York City was really being a bit more critical and circumspect about them. What is he proposing there?
Well, it's not surprising then, given that history, that the governor is proposing 100 more charter schools because the state is nearing the limit, at least for New York City. New York City is only allowed to have about 25, I think, more charters. So the governor is saying, let's have 100 more for the whole state. They're not limited to any district, so if New York City runs out, they can have them. That's very controversial with certain Democrats who believe the charters are taking money away from the regular public schools. I think Mayor de Blasio learned his lesson last year, and he's not going to really fight with the governor over this because he's going to want more of the other types of education proposals. But the charter lobby is very powerful right now. As you mentioned, with the rally last year and with their lobbying, they're now spending more money than the teachers' union on lobbying lawmakers in Albany. And they're very, very popular with parents in certain neighborhoods that want alternatives. The governor also has proposed a turnaround plan for 178 failing schools. He's really taking aim at failing schools this year. He says if a school is failing for 3 years straight, a nonprofit or another district should take over.
What about pre-kindergarten? Mayor de Blasio expanded pre-K this year thanks to state money, and he wants another 20,000 pre-K seats?
Well, the governor's proposed $365 million in this budget for pre-kindergarten. I'm not sure of the breakdown for New York City. I haven't been able to find that yet. But the mayor's people were not too worried about this going into the budget season. I can tell you one thing that's certain. Mayor de Blasio wants to continue having control over the public school system. The law that enables that comes up for renewal this year. The governor today said he supports that.
WNYC senior education reporter Beth Fertig, thank you so much, Beth.
You're welcome.